So I'm back. Okay, I don't know why, but every time I'm trying to record, somebody is doing something somewhere. Okay. So I'm hoping you've had a great, is it 2 weeks or three already? Like, I even don't know. I know it's a lot of weeks. I know it's a lot of time. But guys, just understand me. Like, I've been having crazy, crazy days. My weeks have been packed. Okay, I think I'm going to do this some other time. Like, this door, like, are you coming out or going in? Like, just lock the door. Okay, 1 second. Okay, I think it's going to take longer. Maybe a minute. Okay, let me just give it 8. Okay, and it's done. So I'm hoping that you've had great time. My weeks have been packed. Like, I've been having very hectic days. I've been having very tiresome days. Like, oh, I have this watch that counts steps. It was a gift, and like, it has never like buzzed. I kept the steps at 10,000, so at 10,000 it should like buzz to show me that I have made it, like, congratulations. And since I had it, it had never buzzed. But this past week, like, it used to buzz like at 2, as in at lunch, and it's already 10,000 steps. So I'm like, I'm out here like working out from 7 to like 5. Like, I'm busy working out. Like, if I don't lose weight after this week, like, if my weight has not reduced even by grams, I'm never going to lose weight again. So yeah, that's it. I've also, my skin is not also that good, so I'm thinking it's about all this stress that I'm having. I hope it's going to get better. Yeah, but I hope you had a nice time. Yeah, I hope this year is taking you well. As for me, I can say it's not bad. Like, it's good. Yeah, I've not done my resolutions yet for this year. I still feel like I should wait. I still feel like I've not gotten to that point where I'm like, I need to like write my 2021 resolutions. I just don't feel like it. But I have some few resolutions, but on my mind, I've not written it anywhere. I've not like voiced it, but it's just on my mind. Like, I do something, I'm like, ah, it's 2021, honey. We don't do that. But yeah, other than that, everything has been great, and I'm so grateful to record this episode. We are on episode 8. And you know, I thought I was going to get to episode 10 before December last year. But look at me. But it's okay, it's fine. At least baby steps, at least I'm doing something. So yeah, thank you so much for the response that I got from my previous episode about friendship. A lot of people commented on it. A lot of people also listened to it, and I'm so grateful if you did. If you commented on it, I'm very grateful to you. Thank you so much for taking your time for listening and also commenting. It means a lot. Yeah, it means really, really, really much. If there's something like that. So today I'm going to talk about my first time experience. It's a series. The first time I talked about my first date. This time I'm going to talk about the first time I was told, I love you. But I don't think that it had as much meaning as I think of right now. I think right now if somebody tells me like, I love you, not like this, akupenda, not like that one, like, I do love you, like, you know, that kind, I find it more weightier than whatever that was. So actually, I was not told, it was written. So here's the story. So last time when I was talking about friendship, I talked about looking for a guy that I was a friend with when I was in class. I don't know if it's class, like class 3, 4. And we were friends since kindergarten. So we were very good friends. We were like childhood friends. So when it was like, when I was in class 4, third term. So second term, before now going to third, before going for the holiday and then going to third term, I had to move schools because we were relocating to some other place. So I had to move schools. So I transferred. So after the transfer letter was done and all that, we used to do a party at the end of the term. But I think we'd already gone for the holiday. I'm not very sure about it. I think we were relocating during the holiday. I'm not really sure. But I'd already gotten my transfer letter and everything like that. So at the party, it was like my time to say like goodbye to my class and all that. So this was, I guess, no, there was some pigeon. Like when I said goodbye and when I left school, like there were like 4-5 days. It was like a week. So I think we had just finished exams. Then I was saying goodbye. Then maybe that week for exam marking. And then we're going to close the school. So the teacher told me like, so Irene is not going to be with us. So maybe she wants to tell us something. I was like, yeah, we're relocating, so I'm not going to be around. Thank you so much. I'm going to miss you. Of course, I cried. Of course, some other students cried. Oh, it was just such a nice class. So we did all that. We were in class 4. So yeah, all that. They said bye. Those who wanted to say something about it said, you know, stuff like that. So this guy, should I call him a guy or a boy? So this boy wrote me a letter. So he wrote me a letter telling me of how much of nice times that he will miss. You know, we were going to school together, we were coming from school together, we were playing together. So he wrote me a letter telling me all these things, blah blah blah, I'll miss you, I'll be sending you gifts and letters to know where we were relocating and all those sweet, sweet things, you know. Okay, at that time, my mind was nowhere in like romantic part. Like it was nowhere. Like I think I didn't even know about boyfriends and girlfriends. I was just a little girl who met a little boy and we were friends. So all these things were like, but okay, like he's my friend. So he's telling me he'll send me gifts. He will do what? Things like that, you'll miss me. And I'm like, yeah, I'll miss you too as I'm reading the letter. So at the end of the letter is where he wrote. So at the end he wrote, I love you, with a love heart. Then he drew the love heart with a red crayon. Yes. And then now he wrote his name at the end. And when I read that, I was like, this is bad. Like, this should not happen. Why is this boy telling me that he loves me? And I got so mad. I didn't even know I was getting so mad, but I got so mad. And I didn't tell anyone. I felt kind of ashamed because, like, this boy views me in this way, as in, we are just friends. I don't know what I was thinking, but I got so mad. So that following day when I was going to school, I didn't even wait for him. He used to come before our gate was open, and then he would wait for me at the gate until now the soldier opens for me the gate, and then we go together. But that day I didn't wait for him. Like, I didn't even ask the soldier, has so and so passed? I just got out and went to school. When we were coming back, we came together, but I didn't talk to him. Like, we used to play on the road, like when you were coming back from school. There was a place we used to go and buy viazi karai and all that shit. And what? I don't and all of our stuff. And then we used to buy some groundnuts to another babu. And I told him I don't have money. He bought them for me, but I was like, I just don't feel like it. So the following day, he talked to his friend. And he told his friend, like, Irene is not talking to me. So his friend came. As like, when I'm thinking about this right now, I'm like, we're in class four. As in, I think we were too small. So this friend came to me, was also a boy, and he was telling me, why are you not talking to someone? So I was like, I just don't feel like it. And then he was like, no, usimkasirikie, anasikia vibaya, like, oh, sorry. Don't like, you know, funny thing. Today I went to Anchor, and then I saw those people that are listening to my podcast. Do you know, after Kenya, someone from USA is listening to me? As in United States of America, someone from there is listening to me, to this voice. shout out to you who's listening from US. So I have to talk in English, yeah. So this boy was like, no, don't, just talk to him, as in just forgive him and talk to him. I was like, okay, cool. So I went and talked to my girlfriends. So I was like, should I talk to him? He wrote me a letter, he wrote this and this. And my girlfriends were like, no, you talk to him, like, it's not a bad thing, ni. And then you're going, as in you leave each other in bad times, so you just talk to him. And I was like, okay, cool, I'll talk to him. So that day, at least, I started talking to him, and he never talked about the letter. I didn't too. It was like, I'm going to pretend the letter never existed, like, period. Like, that is what we're going to do. We're going to pretend it never existed and it never happened, so let's like continue from before the letter. And we went back home, and then when we went back home, at least we played on the way, as in it was fun, you know. And at least the few days that we had remaining, we were so close. We played too much, actually. We had so much fun during those last days, yeah. So that was the first time we saw. So when we were relocating, the day that we were relocating, when we already relocated, now we were in the new house. So I was searching through my things, and then I found the letter. So I hid it. And my sister was like, what are you hiding? And I didn't tell her what it was. And she told me, I read the letter. And I was like, shh, what? Like, you read the letter? You read that a boy told me that he loves me? I was so terrified that he was going to tell my parents. I just felt bad. Like, how could she see something like that? It's just like, I could even cut out that part of I love you and read this one later and not read the I love you part. I was so like, like, don't tell me that. Yeah, so that was my experience. That was the first time I was told I love you. And yeah. And since then, no? This I love you has been said. But I don't know. I want you to tell me, guys. Do you think that I love you has now been, what can I say, underrated? No. Like, I guess the weight has really, really reduced from like 1,000 kgs to now we are like 10 kgs. I don't feel like it is that important, or it carries much weight, like when someone tells you I love you. Because there's a person that you're going to say at, hey, like, you're telling me I love you and I find it weird, and he's like, or she's like I was just saying, like, don't take it personal, you know, don't take it at too far, you know, like, I was just saying, as in, I don't hate you, so I love you, you know. And that person is me, but but I don't know, I just feel like people have said it a lot that it now doesn't have much meaning. But yeah, So you can share your story about the first time of any experience. If you want me to talk about any experience that, and now my first time experience, you can ask me and I'll do so if I've done that. So yeah, don't forget to follow this podcast Instagram at Broken Young. I'm now at 40 something followers, like I'm heading to 50 followers. Like, make it 50, tafadhali, make it 50. And next week I'm going to do another episode. If it will not be 50, me, I'm just going to continue like this. Like, after 2 weeks I'll come back, after 3 weeks I'll come back. So please go to Instagram at Broken Young Podcast and follow. Also, you can follow me at Campbell Irene_Irene. And yeah, so until next time, peace.